Chapter 171. "And here I thought you'd be smug," Dorian says, even as Llewellyn and Cole link hands. Cole tentatively breathing on Llewellyn's pale and slightly shaking ones. Dorian rolls his eyes and takes both their hands in his own, Cole looking up at him with surprise and something Dorian hesitantly labels as affection, and Llewellyn throwing a pale-lipped smile at him. He would be rather offended. His presence should inspire nothing but rosy and bright things. But it is freezing, in the middle of a frost-hexed mountain range. "That comes for after I finished what Ameridan started," Llewellyn says. "Then I'll be as smug as the Dreadwolf."
"Probably shouldn't be comparing yourself to the pariah of the Dalish Pantheon, love," Dorian snorts. Llewellyn gives him a look.
"But Dorian, don't you know it's fashionable to be a pariah now? Everyone's doing it."
"Joking in the middle of stressful and trying times is my thing, not yours," Dorian says, squeezing her fingers, Cole's fingers, between his palms. "I do hope you have a plan."
"I haven't been killing high dragons all over the rest of Thedas for nothing, Dorian. I have a very vague plan, and it mostly involves hiding behind Cassandra."
"At least you're honest," Dorian mutters.
"She's only joking," Cole says. "She means to hide behind you, mostly. Cassandra's too much of a moving target to hide behind."
"Cole, you are giving away my plan."
"This assumes that I would go with you."
"You assume that you would not go with me."
"I won't."
"You will."
"Ah, but you see, this time I won't."
"No, like last time and the time before that, you will."
"Fast of us, woman. How many dragons are you going to drag me around to slay? And this one with an Avar god trapped inside of it. Just ask me for the impossibly insane, why don't you?"
"Dorian, you've taken me through time. I feel like this ought to be something much more realistic. After all, you are helping me destroy an ancient Tevinter magister who caused the first blight."
"Dorian's also joking. He'd go with you into certain death," Cole says. They both ignore him in favor of the game of words, because if they stop talking, their mouths might freeze shut. Dorian squeezes Llewellyn's hand in his before letting go. She beams at him, and Dorian sighs, breath frosting in the air.
"Southerners.
Let's go kill an Avar god and be done with it. I am starting to miss what you Southerners call civilization."
Excuse me, but I didn't, you know, join up for this to happen. Literally the opposite of what I had in mind," Sarah says, and Llewellyn makes a face.
"Look at this! Look at this face!"
Sarah grabs Llewellyn's face between her hands and aims it at Cassandra.
"Look at this! Did you hear what she just said? Let's go fight three dragons in a row! That's what she said. I'm out! I'm done! See you at Skyhold! Fuck this shit!"
"But you like fighting dragons," Llewellyn says,
words slightly slurred from the way Sarah's squishing her face.
"No, yeah, I mean, who don't? But the snow is up to our knees," Sarah says. "And you want us to fight on ice? Are you crazy or something? Did someone sneak some sort of brain-melting thing into you when I wasn't looking? Three dragons. In a row. In the middle of snow and ice. It's just barely dawn."
"That means more time to fight each dragon."
Sarah squeezes Llewellyn's face and turns to Cassandra and Vivienne. "Do you hear this?"
"I hear it," Cassandra says. "I'm going."
"To Skyhold?"
to fight 3 dragons in a row. If that is what the Inquisitor wants, that is what we will do. I am not going to allow her to walk into 3 dragons alone, Cassandra says. I will go for 1 dragon, Vivienne says. But then I have duties to return to in Suladin Keep. Dorian throws an arm out of his tent. I'll go for 1. Maybe. Do any of them breathe fire? Because that's the one I'm going for.
I'll go for all 3, Bull says, meandering up the steps, a steaming bowl of something slightly less questionable than what Sarah had for breakfast in one of his hands. Seems ambitious, but hey, nothing wrong with that.
And as the black clouds came upon them, they looked on what pride had wrought and despaired.
Solas deadpans from where he'd been mixing healing potions with Cole. Llewellyn shoots him a dirty look.
Look to the schools of others in order to find the faults in your own, Solas says. I will fight 1 dragon, because moderation is key.
Unhelpful, Llewellyn says. We should get it all done in 1 day.
You just don't want to lose your bet, Sarah says.
That too.
There is something of the moon in her face, Blackwall thinks. Something waxing, something waning, something full, something hidden, many-sided and pulling, pushing at the world. Llewellyn's face is tipped up to the inky sky, and she looks peaceful. All the way at the arse end of Thedas, away from the courts and castles and such. Blackwall makes his feet make sound on the sand, and she tilts her head in acknowledgement. Supper is ready, my lady, he says, and she turns to look at him over her shoulder.
Thank you,
she says, and turns her face back to the sky. She leans back against her stag's flank, and Blackwall wonders what they spent all that time for, trying to suss out a good desert mount for her, if she was just going to end up riding her stag anyways. He sometimes thinks that stag is going to go with her right to death's doors themselves, lasting longer than any of them, those who call themselves her inner circle. That stag was with her in the beginning. He'll be with her in the end.
Blackwall,
she says, and he kneels by her. Her hands are folded over her stomach as she looks up into the sky. The light of the campfire is dimming the night-dark reflection in her eyes.
It's so quiet out here. Solas says that deserts used to be like oceans and marshes and stuff, but all the water went away. Where do you think it went?
I don't know, Blackwall says.
And the fish and the people, too. Where did they go?
Llewellyn's mark makes soft shadows on her clothes.
I wonder if anyone went with them. Blackwall, tell me about the places you've been.
Now?
Later, after we eat.
Llewellyn's hand curls.
I always knew the world was so big. I just didn't realize how big, I think. I want to see it.
Blackwall doesn't say, you will, because as much as he hopes, he doesn't know. She has to live through this first. It hardly seems fair. Her life just starting now that the world is ending. Unless they can stop it. Blackwall touches her shoulder, and she slowly fixes her moon of a face onto him. Shall we? He asks, and offers her his hand.